Howdy, and thanks for tuning in to the Homestretch Podcast. I'm your host, Chad Schmidt, and this is a Homestretch 101 snippet taken from a previously recorded conversation with a professional. You can check out our website, homestretch101.com, where you'll find links to over 100 videos to answer all of your questions when it comes to navigating assisted living and nursing homes. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy this snippet.
Whenever I made a scene, it's very common, and I'll just kind of speak from my personal experience, is families would often get the paperwork together and they would either not get it together correctly, use an in-hospital paperwork DNR order, and of course, once an in-hospital DNR is completed, they've been discharged from the hospital, that paperwork is no longer valid. And they would say, well, we have a DNR, but of course that's not correct. And we cannot honor that. So they either have the wrong paperwork, they would have paperwork that was not completed correctly, or incomplete, they would start the process and not finish it. So an EMT cannot honor anything that's not 100% complete and valid. Or they would have it complete correctly, but they couldn't find it. They would say, oh, yeah, it's, you know, in a drawer somewhere. Okay, well, I need that paperwork presented to me in my hand. And so we would arrive on scene, and they would say, well, my family member, they are DNR, and we'd say, great, where's the paperwork? And it would not be presented to us.
The thought and the image that's going through my head is, if you have a DNR, then why did you call EMT in the first place?
Well,
and the second thought that goes through my head is, how much time is passing by while this person is laying on the ground or in the bed that you're supposed to resuscitate to try and answer these questions in an emergency situation with the family members looking at you? What are we going to do next? How much, all this wasted time that's passing when you're supposed to be doing your job.
Right. So when we get into situations, we would start CPR until the paperwork was either presented appropriately or not. Because, again, we have to default to the caring of the patient until proven otherwise. Because we're going to care for the patient and we're going to protect our licenses. That's really ultimately the two things. As you can imagine, it would get extremely emotional and tense. Or we'd have situations where usually they call 911 because think about what a habit 911 has been created for the society, which is, it's kind of a good bad thing. When in doubt, what do? You call 911. You're not sure what to do? Call 911. We've taught society to do this, which is both great, and yet there are certain times when maybe you shouldn't do that. If you have decided to have your family members a DNR, hospice should be there with you, or if they're not there right then, you should be contacting your hospice nurse or center and let them know that, well, they've passed, because then police will kind of get involved, JP will get involved, depending on where you're located. They're going to be involved in this situation and know that, okay, this is an expected death. That's okay. They have certain procedures they're going to go through. If you call a 911 and you get this process started and you don't have the appropriate paperwork, it's a machine. Once the machine gets started, we have to go through our process unless you have the paperwork, which is the brakes. When you have the paperwork, it has to be completely filled out appropriately, has to be valid, and you have to have it.
If that answer was beneficial to you, or you think it's beneficial to somebody that you know, consider sharing it and pressing subscribe on whatever platform that you're listening to this on. Until our next conversation, I wish you good health and eternal love. Have a beautiful day.